You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we're talking about a bit of art this morning with the wonderful Madeline in the studio here. Madeline Gifford, who is a curator at the Corbin Arts Estate. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in the studio. There's some very exciting exhibitions coming to the West Auckland area. What's happening out at Corbin's at the moment?
Well, we are in the throes of install at the moment, so it's actually been really nice to come in and have a little
rest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but we're just working on our new exhibitions that are going to open tomorrow night, so really excited to get those up. So we've got a solo exhibition by Dr. Leonie Nahuya Mansbridge, and she's an artist who's based in Perth.
Oh, cool.
She arrived at 6 a.m. yesterday.
Ooh,
so
wow.
She'd had a long night. So yeah, this is her first significant kind of solo show here in New Zealand in a while, so lovely to have her come over with us.
And now she's a painter predominantly, is that right?
She's a mixed media artist, but yeah, predominantly a painter, and she's incredibly prolific. Mm. Like every time I check in on her, she's working on something new, and yeah, and this particular series of work, we were actually meant to show it November last year, and we've had to wait all this time due to lockdowns, of course. So these works have been sitting in storage at her brother's place for a while.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're finally ready to
have
come
their
out.
Debut. Yeah, yeah, nice. Oh, that's a really exciting exhibition. And then what else is happening on the Corbin's calendar?
We've got, so alongside Leonie's show, we've got a group exhibition called Her Heirlooms in My Garden, and that we've got an incredible group of artists, and that show is really all about, of course, get the garden space, but specifically maternal relationships in the garden. And it's been a bit of a personal project for me, which has been awesome and really great to work on.
What was your personal relationship to that idea? What sort of, I guess, started that off for you?
Well, the idea for the show, well, earlier this year my nana passed away, and one of my good friends, Cora Allen, who's also exhibiting in the exhibition, was really weird. We were both really close with our nanas, and her nana actually passed away about 2 months after mine, both really unexpected. And it was actually really great for both of us to have each other to, you know, talk through all of that and navigating that and the grieving process. And as we were doing that, we were both talking about how much the garden space meant to both our nanas.
Yeah.
And especially my nana, I mean, she was a florist and she worked outdoors her whole life, so it's something that I spent a lot of time with her in the garden, especially, you know, in the past few years. And really, that's really what sparked the idea for the exhibition, and I really wanted to look at other artists who had similar relationships with their mothers or their grandmothers, and yeah, how that kind of opened up in the garden space.
I think it's such a lovely overarching kind of umbrella to bring these works and these ideas together in, because as soon as you sort of say that, I mean, I can even think of things or personal memories and artworks attached to those ideas. So it has got a sort of broad reach, that concept, to a lot of people's lives. How's it been, I guess, approaching artists and kind of curating this collection of works together, I guess, finding all these shared threads?
Yeah, oh, look, and, you know, credit totally to all the artists, and it's such a wonderful group for this show, and I think they've all been so generous in sharing this stuff, because it is personal and it's quite tender. And what I've loved about this show is not only talking to each of them and kind of approaching them about the idea, but just how each of them have taken it and kind of run with it and just been really open and sharing different styles of work too, which has been really surprising, because I think sometimes with this, I didn't want it to be, oh, it's just a pretty show. You know, I wanted to really look at gardens as more meaningful and as these sites of, kind of intergenerational knowledge transference and also labour and hard work and patience and all those sort of ideas. So it's been really, really wonderful to see the artists really getting on board and sharing. So
it feels like also, I mean, culturally we're starting to think about the place of those spaces more because we're understanding the sort of radical impact that even a small garden can have in a big sense, when we think about some of the, you know, major concerns of the day, like climate change and food poverty and things like this. Garden spaces are so important for nourishing that and having these deep familial relationships attached to them is something that goes so, you know, cross-cultural, generations deep type of thinking. I'm interested to hear a little bit about who's part of this exhibition. Who is going to be showing work under this?
Yeah, of course. So of Cora Allen, who I mentioned before, she's a good friend of mine. So she's showing one of her Hiapo works in the show. And she's also done an outdoor installation that's going to sit just outside the homestead, so really linking to our garden space at Corbin's and linking that to the interior exhibition, which is really exciting. I won't say too much so people actually come and see it. Yeah, we've got Kishiel Karan, who she's been wonderful to work with, Ashley Taupaki, Debbie Harris, a ceramic artist, who else? We've got Molly Timmons, who it's been really lovely to work with Molly. She's also a colleague of mine. And another artist is Holly Ryan. So she's behind Hark Handmade. This is actually her first exhibition.
Oh, awesome.
Which has been really awesome to work with her on this. And she does these beautiful beaded flowers, which, this is, she's making something a bit more significant than her single stems she's known for.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, real mix of mediums in there as well. It's been really interesting to see there's a thread of literally a thread of embroidery and kind of textiles that have come through in this exhibition as well.
That's very interesting with that kind of relationship to women's work in the craft movement and also like less Western ideas of that type of art practice as well. Very interesting combination there.
Yeah, and I think it's something that naturally came through just by way of those maternal relationships and, again, that knowledge and skill sharing that is through things like gardening or embroidery or cooking. There's so many different kind of ways you can look at it, and just having the garden as kind of the centre of this show is quite symbolic of, you know, how broad-reaching it is.
Yeah. Feels like a nice one stepping into summer as well.
Yes.
You know, nice to have that outdoor space part of the art experience, I guess, so to speak. What's the sort of, I guess, vibe like out at Corbin's for people who maybe haven't been to the Corbin estate before?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. I kind of didn't even really think about the time of year it would be, but it looks beautiful out at Corbin's at the moment. So we've got, really big, beautiful grounds. And like I said, there's a bit of a garden just outside the homestead. And we've got roses blooming at the moment. The lavender is purple. The last few days it's been sunny, so there's been bees buzzing around.
Oh,
and
lovely.
It's just felt very timely, I think, with this show. And I mean, the works between both shows, even with Leone too, really vibrant and uplifting as well, which is awesome. Really nice after this year.
I was going to say that we all need a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So remind us of the names of these two exhibitions again, and they're opening tomorrow night, is that right?
Yes, they're opening tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in the homestead. So there's Dr. Leone Nahuia Mansbridge, and Her Heirlooms in My Garden is the group exhibition.
Oh, gorgeous. Thank you, Madeline, so much for coming in and speaking with us. Madeline Gifford from the Corbin Arts Estate. We'll see you out in West Auckland.
Yes, come visit us.
And we'll put all the links for folks who might not be so familiar to where to find you guys and where to find these exhibitions in the podcast after the show. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, thank you. And before we go, I should actually just mention we've got, while Leone is over from Perth, it's a great opportunity to hear her speak about her work. She's got an artist talk on Saturday morning, which is at Corbin's. So, it's free for everyone to come along, so please do.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Madeline.
No worries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.